Hi, it's John. As some of you may know, this weekend I'll be hiking 41 kilometres along the route of Hadrian's Wall to raise money for Great Ormond Street Hospital. So far, I've raised £3,400, which is fantastic, and all that money's going to a great cause. As for the walk itself, I'm expecting to be able to do it with a reasonable degree of comfort. And to be brutally honest, the last couple of years I've actually done the National Three Peaks. To raise money for charity, so I'm not expecting this to be as hard. The only thing that I'll be able to report back on is I'm going to spend 2 nights sleeping in a tent, as opposed to spend 1 night hurtling at 90 miles an hour in a van as it desperately tries to get from Ben Nevis to Scafell Pike to keep us under the 24 hours. So that will be an interesting comparison. There's six people from Virgin Media taking part in the event. All of us are raising money for Great Ormond Street. All of us work in different areas of the business, so by default, we're all probably complying with some piece of obscure corporate governance which says you can't all go and get lost on the Northumberland moors at the same time. In reality, though, it's a pretty well-organised event by the looks of it, and I should imagine the drive from Yorkshire up to Northumberland and the battle of emails inbound to get them responded to before I get away from work are going to stress me more as far as physical and mental pressure. But I'm not trying to undersell it, and I wanted to share some learnings that I've had on it. And the learning that I've had, the sort of experience has been amazing, because since I said I was going to do this, which was about 4 or 5 months ago, a lot of people have contacted me and told me about how they've had personal interaction with respect to their children or grandchildren or nephews and nieces with not only Great Ormond Street, but with other hospitals and baby care units across the country. I've been told stories of kiddies who've got better, kiddies who've been given great care and attention, and in some cases, children who didn't make it and are no longer with us. And it's really made me reflect from the point of view of that I've got two sons who are both in the 20s, and it's really centered me and made me eternally and humbly grateful for their good health. It's put my whole world into perspective on a lot of things. And whenever my lads do something which might be considered, stupid or irresponsible or daft or inconsiderate, it really, really has put me in a point where you can take those things in your stride. I can't imagine the pain and the grief and the despair of someone who's had a child who's been so poorly that they've had to go to one of these places. And it's beyond belief for me to understand how people cope with the loss of a child, and the stories that people have told me have very often reduced me to tears. So as far as the walk's concerned, the weather doesn't look great as far as the forecast, but I don't really care. I'm looking forward to it. I don't care if it's harder than I expect. I don't care if it rains. I don't care if it's oppressively hot, which Northumbria it's probably not going to be. I don't care if my tent blows away in the middle of the night. I don't care if I get lost. I don't care if I get wet. I don't care if I get cold. I don't care if I'm hungry. I'm just grateful for the health of my sons and for the fact that I can do something, no matter how small, to help people who are not as fortunate and not as blessed as I've been. So that's my message. Think of me over the weekend when you're under your warm duvet, and I will, as ever, boo you later.